Good morning and welcome to Coffee with Kelly. I'm Kelly Morris of the Morris Tribe. Welcome to our very first podcast and thank you for starting your day with me. Hope you had a good weekend. Had a real busy weekend around here. It seems like fall is coming way too fast in this part of the country, Ohio. All the leaves are pretty much down off the trees and we're moving into some very cold weather at night down into the 30s already. So anyway, today's post, if you have had a chance to read it, is called How to Make Great Bread. And I talk about some of the best tools for bread making. I don't know about the rest of you, but you know, things like bread making did not come easy for me. It was a pretty decent learning curve, and I don't have a lot of cooking logic, so I had to learn kind of the hard way. But I can tell you now, I understand bread. And I want to give you a tip. As you're making your bread, or if you choose to use the recipe Denise's soft and satiny bread, which is unbelievable, but you can use your own recipe if you choose. Tip number one today is for good bread making: watch the temperature of your water. Yeast is very easy to kill. If your water is even just a little bit too hot, you can kill that yeast and it won't activate, and then you will have wasted all your time and flour and all of that, and you've killed your yeast and you're not going to be going anywhere. On the flip side, if your water is not warm enough, the yeast won't activate. And I tell you what, I went through batch after batch after batch of bread ruined until I figured this out. You want your temperature to be between 110 and 120, and get the thermometer out and take the time to check it. For you who are trying to getting started making bread and you're really frustrated, this is probably one of the first places you're going wrong. Take the time to take the temperature of your water before you get started. And I tell you what, bread makes such wonderful gifts for Christmas and for your neighbors and that kind of thing. And especially when, you know, money's tight, I love to make the Denise's soft and satiny bread. It makes 6 loaves or the equivalent of 6 dozen. And I tell you what, your neighbors, teachers, everybody in the world will be so impressed with your bread, and it's an inexpensive way to really touch people and give them something tangible that they can eat and enjoy for dinner. So anyway, thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to try to make this a daily podcast, so I hope that you'll join me tomorrow, and make it a good day. Thanks. Bye-bye.